Greetings. This is Evan Swenson. Welcome to Alaska Outdoors.
Have you noticed when you're fishing with a group of people, there's always one angler who just doesn't fit in with the group? I don't mean they have bad breath or a contrary personality. It's the fish they were catching or not catching. Like the time I was fishing in southeast Alaska out of George Inlet Lodge. Everyone but one guy was catching halibut. The guy who didn't fit in was catching sand sharks. Every time his line went down, wearing the same bait as everyone else and fishing on the same side of the boat at the same depth, he came up with a sand shark. Then there was the day I was fishing for silvers on the Little Kamishak River. I couldn't miss. It was every cast a fighting acrobatic silver. The next day when we returned, the person I was fishing with couldn't miss, and I couldn't get a bite. We were fishing in the same hole, the same way, and exactly the same way as the day before, but if we had to eat our catch for lunch, I'd have gone hungry. To make matters worse, everyone else in the party was catching. I was the only one who couldn't buy a fish. The same kind of thing happened on the Little Susitna River, fishing for silvers with guide Andy Couch, owner of Fishtail River Guides. Besides myself, Andy's clients included my daughter-in-law, Rebecca, and my son, Easton. We started early since Andy said he'd like to be the first one on the slide hole that morning. No sooner had we arrived than we began catching fish. Andy, the professional, outfished us, even though he was only trying to find the fish for us. He soon had three silvers in the cooler. I was next. This wasn't a catch-and-release day. This was a meat gathering for the freezer angling. It wasn't long before Rebecca had three silvers on ice in Andy's cooler. Along the way, we had taken and released a couple of pinks or chums. We held out for more desirable silvers. Once our limits were taken care of, we got comfortable in the boat and began helping Easton as we ate sandwiches and drank soda pop. Easton had caught more fish than any of us, but he had yet to connect on a silver. He couldn't get his line back in after a cast without a chum or pink on his hook, mostly pinks. After an hour or so of landing pinks, his cast and retrieve would be punctuated with, oh no, not another pink. It wasn't long until Andy started helping us help Easton. Each time Easton hooked a pink, Andy would sing, hi-ho, Humpy, and we'd all laugh. All except Easton. He was getting frustrated, but took the friendly ribbing in stride. Finally, Andy suggested we move to another hole and see if Easton's luck would change. It didn't. And Andy continued his hi-ho humpy serenade. It wasn't long before Easton's good-natured smile disappeared and he started fishing in concentrated earnest. Easton was about ready to call it a day when a silver finally hit his lure, but his good fortune was short-lived as the silver was soon celebrating its freedom by jumping and shaking Easton's spinner at him, of course, less any attached line. A few casts later, sandwiched between Andy's hi-ho humpy concerts, Easton finally regained a portion of his ego with the landing of a silver. With the netting of his first silver, his courage came back and he decided to continue fishing. His bad luck returned with his courage and Andy's hi-ho humpy song became more frequent until time ran out and mercifully saved Easton from further embarrassment. Of course, the ribbing didn't end with Easton putting away his rod. It continued until Andy said goodbye and called one more hi-ho humpy to Easton as we departed the river. Even after we got home and reported our trip to the family, we smiled and sang hi-ho humpy. I'm surprised, however, that Easton hasn't remembered this and my last silver fishing trip with Andy Couch. It was a couple of years ago. Easton and Andy caught all the fish and I was the one who didn't fit in. I didn't even catch a pink, so Andy couldn't sing hi-ho humpy.
When you go outdoors, take a young person with you and teach them by your example what it means to be a sportsman. Behind the wheel or in the boat or on the road or in the lake, take the high trail and practice ethics of fair chase. Goodbye and good luck. May God bless you in the land of the midnight sun, and may your days be happy and long in Alaska's outdoors.